News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
New figures show that Dublin Bus and Go Ahead were hit with financial penalties of close to €5 million last year over performance standard failures, with passengers recently complaining about ghost buses. Harry McCann is the spokesperson for Dublin Bus. Harry, a €4 million euro fine for Dublin Bus. Where did you go wrong in the last year?
Yeah, good morning, Shane. So, look, these are performance penalty deductions. So, look, for context for your listeners, we have faced challenges over the last year. These are very early on in 2024. So the challenges and the impact of it is everything from the return to demand from the pandemic, driver shortages, increased congestion. We've said it multiple occasions. Dublin is one of the top 10 most congested cities in the world. Changing commuter patterns and many other things. But what I want to reassure your listeners and Dublin Bus customers is the performance is improving, and we've seen significant improvements in the latter parts of 2024 and now into 2025.
Okay, I mean the ghost buses. I saw it myself recently. I was helping a tourist who wanted to get to Hoth, and I looked at the TFI app and I said, "Yeah, there's a Hoth." This was in Fairview. So there's a Hoth Street coming along in 6 minutes. I went in to get my hair cut and I came out a half an hour later and the fellow was still standing at the bus stop. The Hoth Street that was due to come just vanished off the screen, basically. How common is that?
Look, it's a frustrating experience. I know myself as a bus user, there's nothing worse than going to a bus stop, waiting for the bus and it doesn't arrive. But we're at the moment tracking our real-time passenger information about 98% accuracy. So we're performing at about 98% of our scheduled services all the time. So this is a real rarity for our customers from a Dublin Bus perspective. There's been a lot in the media in recent days about ghost buses. There are other operators primarily operating in the greater Dublin area. From a Dublin Bus perspective, as I said, our performance is very high at the moment. 98% is something that's highly competitive. We benchmark it against other bus operators, not just in Europe, but around the world. And that figure is going to be hard to beat.
How are the new Bus Connect services bedding down? I think we've had the H1, the H2 and the H3 have come in recent times. How are they bedding down?
Yeah, so we've rolled out 6 phases of Bus Connect so far. We've rolled out the most recent phase, which is 6A, the eastbound, that's in 2 weeks now. So they include 24-hour services, the E1 and the E2, which connect most of the universities and educational institutions in the city. They've been hugely successful so far. We had to recruit drivers to fulfil those. We brought in 100 new drivers to do that. We've recruited 1,000 drivers since 2022 to help fulfil the Bus Connect programme, which is helping deliver more connectivity for customers across the city. So it's a hugely positive thing for us and it's going well so far.
Is there any suggestion that maybe there's a lot more ghost buses out there than we know about, that people, you know, a lot of people don't come on and complain? I didn't complain about that in my own experience. I'm sure the foreign national who was also affected didn't complain.
Look, from a Dublin Bus perspective, we're independently audited on the real-time passenger information. So those numbers are independent. We track it on a daily basis.
Okay.
As I said, it's 98% accuracy, so it's very high. I can't speak for other operators in the city, but from a Dublin Bus point of view, our customers can be assured that those buses are coming.
All right. Okay. Well, look, we'll leave it there. Thank you indeed for coming in to us this morning. Harry McCann, spokesperson for Dublin Bus. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.